Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it's a rainy Tuesday afternoon, but look, the chance of rain diminishes as we get closer to the weekend. Of course, that means it's going to be hotter. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm really glad you're with us. We have a really special show today because in the 3 o'clock hour, Congressman Steve Scalise, the House Majority Leader, is going to be live in the studio one-on-one with me, and I am so looking forward to this conversation. There's so much to talk about, and I like Steve Scalise. I like the man. I don't always agree with him, and that's okay. And I think one thing that we will establish this afternoon is this idea that we don't have to agree. We also can disagree, and we don't have to hate each other. That's the problem with America today. Disagreement seems to automatically turn into hate. And I see it in some of the responses on Facebook in particular, but some of the texts that we get here in the show and some people who call the show, just, you know, there are people that are just sitting there waiting to dial the number, just waiting. It's almost like they've got like all the numbers. They've got all the numbers dialed except that one last number. And they're just waiting for me to say one thing and boom, they hit that number and they're just ready to call up and attack. That's okay. It's part of this job. But I wonder about these people. I mean, do they have jobs? Are they less productive at work because they're so into this show and they can't wait to attack? Now, there are many people there who are listening who don't attack. But there's enough people out there to make it noticeable. And there's just such hate and contempt. You know, yesterday was a great example. After the flooding in Texas, I asked a question. It's my job to ask questions. It's your job as Americans to ask questions, too. And I simply asked the question, did any of the Doge firings, did that have anything to do with some people not getting the message about the rain? That's not a hateful thing. That's a damn good question. And there are top meteorologists who are no longer working that said the same thing. They have the same question. Well, now we're learning more and more about the lack of warning. And apparently the town itself, I guess it would be Kerrville, the town itself had scrapped a plan to set up an alarm system along the river, you know, blaring alarms along the river if there's a flash flood warning that's coming down. And they scrapped that plan. They didn't do it. Was it too expensive? I don't know. But I kind of have a feeling that they're going to go back and decide we need to do this. The point is that a lot of people were not alerted. And that's something that can change. And the only way that changes if questions are asked. But this idea that I said this or I said that, I didn't say those things. All I did was ask the question. But again, it's misinformed bozo heads, boneheads that are on the attack, and they just don't have the right information. They're only interested in, like, attacking. And these are people that in America and on this show, we need to start dismissing these people because they just have one agenda. And we don't have to deal with it. You don't have to deal with it. I don't have to deal with it. We shouldn't have to deal with that. Let them just go amongst themselves. But it's people who are trapped in the right-wing radical media echo chamber. And they don't have all the information. They don't have the right attitude. And their attitude is just about hate and attacking. So, you know, that's one thing that I want to talk to the congressman about. Why is this country so hateful? Or why are there so many people in this country who are hateful? And by the way, I'm sure you heard this in the news just now with Chris Miller. Flash flood warning is in effect for Orleans, Jefferson. I think he said St. Bernard and Plaquemines Parish as well. You know, a lot of rain in the area. Of course, you know, when we talk about a flash flood warning, we're not talking about a raging river like the Guadalupe in Texas. We're simply talking about street flooding that can hurt homes and cars and businesses. We're not talking about that kind of ravage river that they saw in Texas, but it's still serious. And, you know, if there are some areas on the North Shore where there might be some rushing water. So just, you know, stay out of it and don't assume that you can get through the water. It's best to just turn around. So we have a few things to get to this afternoon, but I'm really looking forward to my conversation at 3 o'clock with Steve Scalise live in our studio this afternoon. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, you know, the number is 504-260-1870. It's the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Look, you know, I really find this so funny and interesting. I just posted a video on Substack. I hope you join me on Substack. Just go to Substack.com, download the app, and just search Scoot on the Air. And please subscribe and join me there. I can be a little bit more open with my conversation on Substack than I can on the air here. And it's really an extension of our show. I'm doing more on there than I'm on Facebook now. I'm still doing a few things on Facebook, but most of my stuff now is on Substack, and I invite you to subscribe and join me there. President Trump will not release the Epstein tapes. I mean, he said he was going to. He said during the campaign, I promise to release the Epstein tapes. And then when he became president, he said, I'm going to release them in 2 weeks. Well, that was months ago. That didn't happen. Attorney General Pam Bondi said in February that the Epstein files were sitting on her desk. She told that in an interview with John Roberts, said that to John Roberts of Fox News. Now, suddenly, the FBI and the Department of Justice say there's no client list and there's no Epstein files. So I find this really interesting that so many MAGAites, so many Trump supporters and loyalists are just bashing the Trump administration, bashing Bondi, bashing Dan Bongino, who's the deputy FBI director, bashing the FBI, bashing the Trump administration for not releasing the Epstein files. And a few weeks ago, Elon Musk shocked the country by saying Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. And at a press conference yesterday, Fox News White House reporter Peter Ducey was really pushing the White House press secretary to explain the major shift, and she really couldn't do it. I mean, the best thing that she had was, "Oh, I think Pam Bondi must have misspoken." No, because there was this consistent understanding that the Epstein files were there, and suddenly they're not there. Do you know why they're not there? I'll tell you why they're suddenly gone. Either Trump is in them, or the people who were in them paid Trump for him to make them just disappear. But this is BS. I mean, the American people are just being BS'd over this whole deal. And you can go back and you can see FBI Director Kash Patel a couple of years ago talking about the Epstein files and the list and how it has to be released. And a lot of people who are Trump supporters say they have to be released. Benny Johnson, I think, is his name. He is a man. He is a long time butt kisser of Donald Trump. Long time butt kisser. And this guy says, I'm not buying it, man. There's dark stuff going on here. I'm not buying that the tape, that the files are just gone. So I find it interesting that a lot of people who consider themselves to be part of MAGA are attacking Donald Trump over this lie, over this deception. And this is a good thing, because I'm never mad at anybody. I don't understand it, but I'm not mad at anybody for voting for whoever you want to vote for. This is America. What I get frustrated with is this idea that Americans don't see the truth. And this is one example. You know, another example is the whole tariff thing, the taco tariff plan. That's exactly what it is. It's a taco tariff plan. Donald Trump, and I posted a video about this on Substack, too, as part of the video, that this is an example of what happens when Donald Trump's ego meets reality. And his ego lost, because all these countries didn't come running to the United States. So he keeps moving the goalpost. The deadline was set for tomorrow. Now it's set for August 1st. But today, Donald Trump said, well, I mean, I'm not sure that that's going to be the deadline. So he's setting a deadline that he's already admitting is not necessarily the deadline. So this whole thing about tariffs, this did not work the way Trump thought it was going to work. Inflation didn't work the way he thought it was going to work. Ending the war in Ukraine didn't work the way he thought it was going to work. These are realities that are the result of Donald Trump's ego meeting reality. And look, I applaud Donald Trump for giving more weapons to Ukraine, because Vladimir Putin is just spanking Donald Trump over this. You know, they have a phone call and Donald Trump makes it seem like it's a good call. And what happens? Vladimir Putin launches more attacks on Ukraine. I mean, that is a slap in the face. So I'm glad that Trump, who once made it seem like he didn't care about Ukraine at all, and he was all on Vladimir Putin's side, and now he's giving weapons to Ukraine. I'm proud of him for that. I think that's a good thing. But again, all of these things that are not going the way he wants them to go are the direct result of his ego meeting reality. All right, Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well. So excited about having the congressman up here. I think this is going to be a great conversation. We got everybody ready to make sure that whatever he has to say today, we're going to make sure we get that out in print on social media. So if you're not able to listen, that's okay. We'll come back. We'll have it all over the website. We'll have it all over the socials, and we'll get the word out. I did want to tag on to what you had said earlier about the flood response. I've drawn kind of a, you know, I'm prone to do this sometimes, but I come up with like these metaphors, right? I went to a fast food restaurant a couple weeks ago, and I ordered a combo, and I got the burger, fries, and a Frosty, and a soda.
Oh, well, gee, I wonder what fast food restaurant
that is. Which fast
food
restaurant could that have been?
Let's guess.
Well, I won't say which location it was.
But how was the Frosty?
The Frosty was good. It was the vanilla Frosty. I'm not messing with the strawberry Frosties or the caramel Frosties. You guys can keep it. Give me my vanilla Frosty. If you go to a fast food restaurant and you order a burger and a fries and a drink, and you're in line and your food comes out to you and it's very late, and it's very cold, and you ordered a cheeseburger with no pickles, and the product that you get is late, cold, and it has pickles on it, who do you blame? There's a couple different people that had their fingerprints on that food order, right? There's the person making the food, the cashier, maybe the manager's involved here, someone, maybe they're understaffed, I don't know what's going on back there. The end result is my meal is not satisfactory. If it comes to pass that there's a cashier and there's a manager and there's a fry cook, but the cheeseburger supervisor is a position that has not been filled because of directives from on high, it shouldn't surprise anyone that my cheeseburger is substandard and I think that it may have something to do with the fact that there is not a cheeseburger supervisor. I'm not saying it's entirely their fault. I don't know what I don't know. But it's not absurd to ask that question. And that's all that we're trying to say.
Exactly.
And we said this emphatically yesterday as many times as we could. We're not trying to point fingers or lay blame. But if you want to talk about the facts, these are the job vacancies at those National Weather Office. And it is absolutely within bounds of both good journalism and good taste to wonder how things might have been different if those job vacancies weren't vacant.
And the other thing, Ian, I did not even belabor it. I asked the question and we moved on. But this is what I'm saying. You cannot judge the criticism of this show from some people because these are maniacal people. These are right-wing radicals who feel like it is their life mission to defend any and everything Donald Trump says and does. And here you've got MAGA turning on Trump, many in MAGA turning on Trump over the Epstein files. And I think this is a very positive thing because what we should all do is expect the truth out of the president. And the president and the administration are lying to the American people about the Epstein files. They have created the lie for themselves by saying all that they said before about the Epstein files, and now they're just lying. And if they're lying about this, they could be lying about other things. And just, you know, just don't be naive. Vote for who you want to vote for. I'm not criticizing you if you voted for Trump. That's your choice. What I am critical of is just this this insistence that everything he says is right and that he hasn't made any mistakes and that everything is good. That is bogus. That is just the manifestations of nonsensical brains that have been brainwashed by right-wing radical media. That's it. All right, we got to get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, rainy afternoon. So if you get in one of these big thunderstorms, be sure and, slow down. Don't use your hazard lights because that's against the law in Louisiana. And just do the best you can to keep distance between you and the car in front of you. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWE.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, you know there's a damn good reason we're playing this song if we're playing this on the air. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1996, the whole music industry went to hell. Spice Girls released their debut single, Wannabe, in the UK. It shot to number one. Spice Mania was afoot. The single was released in the U.S. in January of 1997, where it also climbed to the number one spot. Look, I hate to admit it, but it's kind of a catchy tune. But Spice Girls did not exactly contribute to the music industry.
Excuse me.
Yes.
They were the first to use the phrase zig-a-zig ah.
Okay. Like I said,
nobody knows what it means, but
they really, like I said, they really didn't have much of a contribution to the music industry. But zig-a-zig, hey, you know, they're on our calendar. All right. Hey, Elon Musk has started a third party, the American Party. Look, there are a lot of Democrats who just don't know what the hell the Democrats stand for. I mean, the Democratic Party has just been a mess. They've been a mess. They were a mess with Joe Biden. They were a mess during the campaign. They're a mess. They're still a mess. They're trying to rise up from it. Gavin Newsom, California governor, he's making an appearance in South Carolina. Make no mistake about it. Gavin Newsom is looking at the Democratic nomination for 2028. I have always perceived him as being very, very liberal. But what's interesting is that in these challenges with Donald Trump, he's trying to position himself as a moderate. If he can successfully change his image to being a moderate, he will be a threat in the 2020 campaign. So we'll watch that. But it's underway. And he's in South Carolina today. The guise is he's trying to help with the midterm elections in 2026, next year, right? Midterm elections are next year. Yeah, I think the midterm elections are next year. So yeah, he's trying to help with that. But he's really wanting the White House. He's really looking at running for president. So we'll keep track of all of that as time goes on. So there are a lot of Democrats who really are upset. There are a lot of Republicans who are upset. And, you know, Donald Trump did not get a majority of the American vote. And a lot of people who voted for him did not want to vote for him. But Kamala Harris was not the right option. So a lot of people reluctantly voted for Donald Trump, which means they don't really like him. But they felt like he was the best choice out of the two. So there are a lot of Republicans and a lot of Democrats and, of course, independents who are looking for an option to the two-party system, to Republicans and Democrats, which really acts like one party. So would you be interested in a third party? Would you support a third party? I'm not talking about just an independent candidate like we've seen in the past, because all they do is steal from one candidate and make it easier for the other candidate to win. That's not the threat here. I think the real threat here is for Republicans. I think the real threat is that Elon Musk has the money. And I think there is a mood in this country, especially with younger voters like millennials and Zoomers. And millennials make up the largest segment of the American population. Boomers no longer make up that largest segment. Now it's millennials. I think there are enough of those people who are looking for an option to Republican and Democrat. And I think the possibility of a third party is very interesting. All right, let's get to a couple of calls. Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice.
Yes, hello, Scoot. How are you doing today?
Good.
That's good. No, I'm not down at all with a third party. As far as I'm concerned, a third party is a waste of someone's vote because it's pretty much going to be Democrat and Republican. I would never go third party. I did that one time in my life, and I wouldn't do it again. Now, I saw something the other day. It says Medicaid cuts threaten closure of Acadiana rural hospitals. Well, this is how I see this. If you are someone who is getting Medicaid, but you're not meeting the requirements, there should be requirements, there are, and if you are not meeting the requirements and you're getting it, but you don't really deserve it, then it should be actually taken away. But if you are a person who qualifies legitimately, and I use that word very strongly, legitimately, and you are getting your Medicaid, and you truly need it, then it should not be cut. What's happening? I'm beginning to see things slightly the way you are when you're talking about the echo chamber and the thing. I used to get a little upset and angry when I'd text you, not text you, I'd email you, and then you'd come back at me and shoot back with something like that and everything. But I kind of understand where you're going now, because there are some people that are 150%, maybe even 200%, locked in with anything that Donald Trump does. I don't really have anything against Donald Trump. I don't hate Donald Trump. I am down with some of the things he's doing. But I am looking at policy is what I'm seeing. And some of the things that I see happening, I have to honestly say, as an American, I am not totally down with. I really am not. I'm not down.
Well, how do you feel about just this blatant lie about the Epstein files?
Well, if there's something that we should know, then I think we should know. If there
Do you think we should know?
I do. I would like to. I don't see why we shouldn't, unless they have something to hide. If there is an actual list of people that had gone, there was a list. I don't know how legitimate it was, but a while back, a long time ago, I saw a list on the computer there of a bunch of names.
Well, that wasn't necessarily credible.
That
might have been more speculation. But there's no doubt. I mean, Pam Bondi and many others have pointed out that there are Epstein files, and they suddenly now they don't exist. They said so many times, they referenced the files so many times that it's impossible to believe that they never admitted that they existed. So they admitted that they existed.
Well, maybe they,
and now suddenly
maybe they
they're
don't
gone.
Exist. Maybe they burned them.
Well, I mean, but maybe they don't exist because they burned it, but they existed at one point.
Yes, yes.
I mean, they were there at one point. And and even if there's not a specific list, then there certainly has to be records of emails and text messages. Yes, I'm coming. I want a 16-year-old. I want a blonde with brunette, 16. Maybe can you get 15? Or she's 17. That's a little too old. Maybe 16. You know, there's got to be these kind of emails. In fact, one of the things that and see, this is where Pam Bondi kind of hypocritically made this comment about. She was talking about how the files now the files don't exist, but at one point she was talking about how it's too pornographic. It's about child pornography. And so it's too pornographic for the public and they can't release it. Well, but now she's saying the files don't exist. So again, it's a big fat lie. Janice, I have to move on. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Elmo in New Orleans East. Elmo, welcome to WWL.
Yes, sir. Pleasure. Listen, this is the way I look at it. I'm not an attorney. I'm only giving you an opinion.
Okay.
I think if Epstein, which he's deceased, if people was involved with him doing illegal activities, I think we have a right to know. But I think it's a little bigger than this. It's I'm sure Trump administration and Pam Bondi will release the information if they thought this could embarrass Democrats or anybody that wasn't on the same political understanding of him.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, I think that it's going to embarrass not only Trump, but other people. And I'm being honest with you. I don't want him to be embarrassed either. Now, if they can show, if he was not the president of the United States, I'm sure people would like to know if he wasn't the president of the United States, if he'd done something illegal, unethical, more than likely. No one's above the law if you're doing something illegal. Doing something unethical is not illegal, but if you're doing something illegal, that's the law. So I just think that what's disingenuous about them is that Pam Bondi was basically saying, and a reporter took the White House spokesman to task because basically Pam Bondi said that the information was in front of her, and then it was very chicken, S-H-I-T, because Pam Bondi's, the White House spokesman, tried to clarify it like the man didn't know what he was saying, like he was stupid, and tried to twist the script, if you will, like as though he misinterpreted what she said. He understood fully what she said. That's why he asked the question.
Yeah, look, Elmo, I want the names released, not, look, we're all voyeuristic. I mean, my God, I'd love to know who did this from that standpoint. But I want to know, because I think the men who create the market for underage sex, for sex trafficking, the men, the powerful men with money who pay money to secretly have sex with underage girls, I want them exposed. I want everybody to know who they are in hopes of, like, starting to reveal the people who are involved in the industry as much as the sex traffickers. This is the way to maybe cut down on that market. These men, and there may be men here in the New Orleans area who have been part of this, but there are rich, powerful men who do this, and they get away with it. I mean, there's a reason why the sex traffickers show up in any city where they hold the Super Bowl, because they're rich, powerful men there, and they are paying to have sex with underage girls. These men should be exposed, and there should be a regular exposure of men who do this, so maybe that cuts down on the number of people who do it, because, you know, these men feel like they're going to get away with this, and they have up to this point, but they should be exposed, and there should be that threat of exposure.
The thing is that I'm being very honest with you. I may be older than you. I'm 73 years old. They've been doing that before you were born, you know, but that's not the point is this.
But that,
man,
doesn't mean it's right.
No, sir, it's not right. This is the thing, man. I'm being very honest with you. I'm giving you my opinion. No one wants to be embarrassed if they've done some things like that. I'm sure that's where it comes down, who's going to be embarrassed, who's not. Now, it wasn't for Trump. I think he's involved. They don't want to embarrass. So it was some saying, no, we can't embarrass one person, not the other. I don't want to be involved in it. I don't want nobody to know. So that's the whole bottom line. I mean, he grandstanded about John F. Kennedy in the files. He showed you S-H-I-T. He grandstanded about Martin Luther King. I'm sure you mentioned Malcolm X, too. Everybody knew everything was phony about it, all of that. So right now, what most young folks don't even understand that right now. If you told them to his face, they wouldn't even know who John F. Kennedy was. All Martin Luther King or Malcolm X. So leave it alone, man. I mean,
I understand your opinion, and you're entitled to that opinion, Elmo. So I appreciate you taking time to call our show. I appreciate you listening out of New Orleans East, and thanks for calling in. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. More of your calls are coming up. Yeah, I want these men exposed, because I want fear to be instilled in every rich, powerful man who would pay to have sex with underage, mostly girls, but I'm sure there are cases where they're boys too, to have sex with underage girls. I want that threat to be there. So maybe they're less likely to participate in this, because the idea of rich, powerful men paying to have sex with underage girls is disgusting. It's illegal. It's disgusting. And it's something that is tolerated in our society. And we shouldn't like it. And we should do more. Let's expose the sex traffickers, but let's also expose the men who create the market for sex trafficking. All right. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right. It's a Tuesday afternoon. It's a rainy afternoon. So if you're in the rain, drive carefully. All right. I want to remind you that in the 3 o'clock hour, Congressman Steve Scalise joins me live one-on-one in the studio. He'll be sitting right over there in that chair right across from me. That's going to be a really interesting hour. I can't wait to have this conversation. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last.
Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Oh. That line, "Wild Horses Couldn't Drag Me Away," came from singer-actress Mary Ann Faithfull, who was Mick Jagger's girlfriend, and on the Scoot on the Air rock calendar on this day in 1969, Mary Ann Faithfull attempted to commit suicide with barbiturates while on the set of the film Ned Kelly, which starred Mick Jagger in addition to her. She was dropped from the cast. She eventually recovered, but when she came out of her coma, she told friends, "Wild Horses Couldn't Drag Me Away." And that inspired the Stones to write "Wild Horses." I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. Let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
I don't want to spend too much time on this, but there are people who are texting us saying, you know, it's already been proven that the meteorologist said, you know, it wasn't Trump's fault. And the meteorologists, they were overstaffed. There were too many meteorologists.
We went through this
yesterday. National Weather Service.
I know. We went through this yesterday. I mean, again, this is coming from right wing echo chamber. This is coming from the right wing echo chamber. These are people who are getting their information from right wingers on the air who are not that smart, and they're just feeding them information, and they believe it. They believe everything they say, but they're not telling you the truth.
Yeah, there's a lot of context here that's important, and it's not fair to maybe ask why, you know, if the Doge cuts affected this. It's the same as saying, like, it's not fair to ask why the Saints keep missing all these field goals and botching those kick returns, because we have so many great coaches on offense and defense.
And so that's a great analogy.
It is not the job of the coaches for offense and defense, those coordinators, to make those plays. That is the job of the special teams coach. That is a specialized job, in the same way that coordinating with first responders about severe weather is a specialized job that needs its own staff with their own expertise and experience. Forecasters, meteorologists, have a very important job to do. It is to look at the science and forecast the weather. It is not to coordinate with first responders. There was nobody in place to do that, and that's all that we're pointing out.
Yeah, and you know, these former meteorologists, they know a hell of a lot more about this than anybody who's texting into the show. And the people who are texting into the show, they're not meteorologists, and they're getting their information from a false source. Conservative media is giving out false information. We tell the truth. If what you hear on this show is different from what you hear over there, don't get mad at us. We're simply relating the truth to you.
They're giving out bad information, and then they're also telling their adherents, their acolytes, whatever opinion you have is great. And it is to be centered in every conversation, and it is to be upheld as though it were the gospel. And that is simply not the case. And that's where we are in the information age, in the age of social media. We end up with a lot of uninformed opinions that get elevated to a place that they are not deserving of.
No, exactly. I mean, and some of the things that people have called the show and said on the air, even recently. And I mean, it's so easy to counter what they say that it's embarrassing that they even called in and said it in the first place, because they just seem so idiotic that they would even bring up what they bring up. But we dismiss it just immediately. And so, yeah, this is a problem.
More texts. Soothsayer Sam is listening today about the floods. He says, A lot of people go to campgrounds and retreats to get away from technology, and they don't want to be alerted about anything in the news. It's sad, but it's true. What price safety?
Yeah, well, here's what I also heard. One of the counselors said that when they are, unless they're on their own private time, they turn in their phones. So they're not distracted by their phones and they can pay attention to the campers. And there is also, in this particular area, there is very sparse cell phone reception. So people might not have even received it. What I find interesting, and look, I never blamed Donald Trump. We just talked about whether or not the Doge blanket firings of federal people, and they're trying to hire some federal people back because they made a mistake in firing so many people. So it was a mistake in general that they're trying to recover from. We simply asked the question if that had any impact on this. Now I'm learning that the town turned down the opportunity for a big siren alert on the river. So I'm sure they're going to rethink that.
I read some of the notes from that meeting where they made that decision, and just the utter callousness that some of those county officials are showing and talking about it. They're like, oh, nobody wants to be bothered by an alert in the middle of the night. Why would we pay for that? Jeez. You know, next item on the agenda. And it's like, brothers and sisters, you are not even thinking at all about what the possible effects of this decision-making process is. You don't deserve to be in that position.
They were really, really stupid.
Screwed it up. A lot of people are texting in things that they would like you to talk to Steve Scalise about. We'll continue to collect those. I'll print them all out on a sheet for you before he comes.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. It's cool. If you want to do that, that's cool. I'm very prepared for the interview with the congressman. But
we're not short of questions.
In fact, a lot of the thing, a couple of the texts, I'm sure, are things that I already plan to talk to him about. And, you know, again, we're going to have a great conversation, and it's going to be another example of how people don't have to agree, and they can still like each other. Because as a man, I like Congressman Steve Scalise. But there's some things that we might disagree on.
I'll leave you with this text about disagreement. Scoot, if our founding fathers wouldn't have disagreed or come to a final compromise, then we wouldn't have the Constitution or the Republic, which we have now. Differences result in better outcomes.
That is exactly right. Jam. But all of this hate that is associated with that need not happen. All right, on the Scoot on the Air rock calendar, on this day in 1954, a DJ named Dewey Phillips at WHBQ in Memphis, Tennessee, became the first DJ to play an Elvis song on the air, and it was this song, That's All Right, Mama. The switchboard lit up because this was so different, and Phillips kept playing the song over and over again. But this is the day in 1954 Elvis was heard on radio for the first time. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, coming up in the next hour, well, first of all, coming up in just a few minutes, Chris Miller is going to give us an update on the flash flood warning that affects some big showers around the area today. But there has been a major announcement concerning the TSA line. Going through the TSA line. We're going to talk about this big announcement coming up in the next hour. And also, we'll continue with your calls and your text messages. And if you want to buy an electric vehicle, you better do it soon because the tax break is going to be phased out in September. Yeah, because you know that that electric car thing got really political. Like conservatives don't drive electric cars. Ridiculous. I'm Scoot on the Air. A lot more still to come, including Steve Scalise in the studio at 3 o'clock.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented
by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.